Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 28th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A new report from The Information says Apple is considering a bundle subscription plan for Apple Music, Apple TV, and Apple News, adding the upcoming video service and newspaper and magazine service to the existing music subscription service. The bundle option would reportedly be optional, with customers able to subscribe to the music, video, and news services individually as well, but presumably there would be a cost-saving benefit for opting in to the bundle. Pricing details are not included in the report, however. Apple is currently in the process of buying up TV shows that would otherwise be bought by networks or streaming services like Netflix, and it bought the digital magazine subscription service Texture earlier this year. And Bloomberg reports that LG will likely be added as a second OLED supplier for Apple's iPhone lineup later this year. LG is said to be capable of supplying just 2 to 4 million OLED displays for Apple, the report says, which likely means Samsung will retain the bulk of OLED display orders for the iPhone from Apple. Bloomberg adds that LG will be supplying displays to one of the new iPhones introduced later this fall, which backs up an earlier report out of Korea that claims LG will supply at least some OLED screens for the rumored 6.5-inch plus version of the iPhone X. And Apple has started notifying customers of an upcoming security update to payments on iTunes and the App Store that will affect older versions of iOS, TV, and macOS. The change will go into effect on Saturday, according to the alert from Apple. Starting June 30th, customers running older versions of iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, and Mac software will not be able to change payment sources for the iTunes and App Store without updating to newer software. The change specifically affects iOS 4.3.5 and earlier, which was released in 2011, macOS 10.8.5 or Mountain Lion or earlier, and Apple TV software 4.4.4 or earlier, which runs on the second and third generation boxes. Apple is notifying customers by email based on having active accounts signed in to affected software versions, and customers will still be able to make purchases on the App Store and iTunes on the older software, but changing payment methods will require newer software. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.